Missiles suspected in plane disaster.
This is wake-up call for the whole world.
Ukraine and separatists blame each other.
The general assumption is that it was fired by mistake.
New pressure on Moscow.
This is absolutely a game changer.
Israel's Gaza invasion.
Israel says this will be a limited offensive.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Accusations are flying a day after the crash of a Malaysia Airlines plane in eastern Ukraine. Russian President Vladimir Putin blames Ukraine for the downing of Flight 17. The country's president, Petro Poroshenko, points the finger at Russian separatists.
The whole world had seen the real face of the aggressor. Shooting down a civilian aircraft is an act of the international terrorism targeted against the entire world.
What's clear is 298 people are dead, 181 bodies have been found so far, and debris is scattered over a wide area. U.S. intelligence sources suspect a surface-to-air missile brought down the plane. Reporter Sabra Ayers is at the scene.
You can find siding of a plane, then the main, I guess it must have been the fuselage, is in an area where it is completely blackened and where it caught fire. There's a little bit of smoldering, but most of the fire has been extinguished.
Separatist rebels say they found some of the Boeing 777's recording devices. Reports suggest at least one may have been sent to Moscow. CBS's Bob Orr tells us U.S. air investigators say it's not clear what role they'll play in the days ahead.
Mark Rosenker, former head of the National Transportation Safety Board, says despite the devastation, there's plenty investigators can learn from the wreckage.
They'll be looking for where the missile may have struck the aircraft. From there, they'll also be looking for any type of explosive residue. They'll be able to then identify the kind of missile that it was, and perhaps even maybe where it was launched from and who was responsible.
Sources say U.S. intelligence detected a missile in flight and indications that a targeting radar was tracking the civilian airliner around the time of the crash.
CBS's David Martin has the latest from the Pentagon.
One of the scenarios being investigated is that the rebels were trying to shoot down a Ukrainian military transport plane and hit the airliner by mistake. The separatists are the ones most likely to make a mistake because, unlike Ukraine and Russia, governments which have access to international flight data, the separatists probably wouldn't have known there was an airliner there.
Well, here now is former CIA number two man Michael Morell. He's a CBS News contributor. How do we get to the bottom of what happened here?
I think there's two parts to this. One is an intelligence case, right, taking all the intelligence information. And then the other piece of this is actually doing the investigation on the ground, looking at the explosive residue, looking at the point of impact. And as you know, that is going to be difficult because we're in a war zone. The separatists may have the black boxes. They may have given them to the Russians. So this investigation is going to be quite complicated.
What about Vladimir Putin? You've suggested he'd be under tremendous pressure if somehow this got back to the Kremlin.
Clearly, they're already complicit to some degree because they have been feeding the beast. And by that, I mean they've been encouraging the separatists, they've been funding them, they've been providing them military equipment. Does the complicity go further? Did they give them, for example, this particular weapon system that brought down the aircraft? Did they train them on it? Were there actually Russian special forces there when the shot was taken? But assuming that there was Russian complicity, to a degree beyond just feeding the beast, then I think Putin is going to be under tremendous pressure from the United States, from Europe, and quite frankly, possibly from some of his own people.
Michael Morell, thanks very much. There's word just in, Ukrainian emergency services has found two black boxes at the crash site today. The Obama administration's paying close attention to all this. White House correspondent Peter Mayer joins us. Peter?
Well, Steve, this morning's report that some of the plane's recording devices have been picked up will be a major concern here. President Obama has called for safeguarding all of the evidence for a credible international investigation. The U.S. is also urging all factions in Ukraine to agree to an immediate ceasefire to give the investigators safe access to the crash site. We're just seeing reports that Russian President Putin also wants a ceasefire. The White House notes the Ukraine crisis has been fueled by Russian support for separatists, including arms shipments. Steve, the president will receive an update at his intel briefing about 90 minutes from now.
U.S. airlines had been told long ago to avoid that contentious airspace. CBS News aviation analyst Sully Sullenberger says that wasn't the case for many others.
I expect that there will be improvements going forward in how not only is safety information is shared, but how evidence-based, intelligence-based risk information is given to not only to airlines, but to pilots when they plan flights.
The doomed flight was bound for Malaysia when it crashed. Reporter Terry Schultz is at the airport in Amsterdam where it originated.
With the cause of the crash still unclear, Malaysian Airlines Vice President Huib Gorter says taking care of the families of the passengers lost on MH17 is the company's first priority now.
We will be making arrangements to fly the next of kin who are here, irrespective of nationality, to be transported to bring them to Kiev.
Among the almost 300 victims, more than half were Dutch.
It's not clear if any Americans were on board, but there were many top AIDS researchers headed for a conference. It's all part of a nightmarish year for Australian Kayleen Mann. She lost a stepdaughter on Flight 17 yesterday. 4 months ago, her brother was on board Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which vanished and has not been found. 20 Palestinians and an Israeli soldier have died in the ground invasion of Gaza. CBS's Holly Williams is in Gaza City.
Israel says it'll be a limited offensive, not an occupation, and that it's aimed mainly at destroying tunnels used by Palestinian militants to infiltrate Israeli territory. The Israeli military claims it foiled an attack early Thursday by 13 heavily armed militants using one of the tunnels. Israel's government says it was that attack that forced it to act to defend its own citizens. So far, the Israeli troops have only moved into the northern Gaza Strip. We don't know if they'll come any further south, but this morning the shelling and airstrikes continue unabated.
Here at home, the entire town of Pateras, Washington, population 650, has been evacuated because of a raging wildfire. Hundreds of residents in other small towns packed up and got out too.
We had just enough time to gather up important paperwork and throw a few belongings into a suitcase, and then we were gone.
Defense Secretary Hagel's approved an Army recommendation to begin gender treatment for Chelsea Manning. She's the Army private serving a 35-year prison sentence for leaking secrets, formerly known as Bradley Manning. One of the big names in the shipping business has trouble with the law.
FedEx is accused of knowingly conspiring to distribute controlled substances and prescription drugs for illegal online pharmacies. Prosecutors say FedEx has ignored federal warnings about the practice since 2004. UC Hastings Law School professor Rory Little.
And I have to say it's an aggressive move by the U.S. Attorney's Office to take on Federal Express. They will have all the resources they need to put up a defense on this case.
FedEx says it will plead not guilty, and the company has a history of working with law enforcement. Chris Filippi, CBS News, San Francisco.
Concern at a power plant in southwest Wyoming when security guards found a suspicious device that had wires connected to a small battery. A bomb squad checked it out. It turned out to be a mosquito trap. Mosquitoes there have been known to carry the West Nile virus. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.